The other thing that I think has stuck out this season, and it's been particularly prevalent, Matt, in the last 2.5 months, 3 months, is refereeing decisions. Mm-hmm. There seems to have been more controversy, more justifiable controversy when you're watching football matches. We could talk about why didn't David Luiz get sent off, at Newcastle when he clearly probably should have been. Mm-hmm. We could talk about Jay Spearing, was it or wasn't it? Vincent Kompany recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, nearly every game something happens. Mm. You hold the view, and I think it's an interesting view, that with referees, English players get an easier ride.
I do, and particularly English internationals, because whether or not it's a conscious...
So it's reference to Frank Lampard then?
Well, in part, or Glenn Johnson last, this week when he went in two-footed against a Manchester City player in the Carling Cup semi-final. To my mind, although he got the ball and wasn't too close to the man, it was a two-footed challenge over the top, which he didn't have control and could be deemed reckless. Now, I thought there was more control to Vincent Kompany's tackle, in which he got sent off against Manchester United, than there was last night to Glenn Johnson. And one of them was deemed violent conduct by Chris Foy. The other was by Lee Mason, completely exculpated, not even acted upon with a yellow card or caution. Now that, to my mind, is there's an interesting discrepancy there. I can only build up a body of evidence, and I can go back.
So
to...
is there a conflict of interest?
I think there's a conflict of interest
that the FA run the national team and actually make up the rules and enforce them on English football.
Where It is at the very least a conflict of interest. I'm not crying conspiracy necessarily. It may be an unconscious thing on the part of the referees, but you must look at what the responsibilities are of the Football Association. They have, on the one hand, a disciplinary and governance function, and on the other hand, they have a commercial function, and their greatest commercial asset is the England team, that and the FA Cup. Now, if they are to be banning England players, let's not forget what happened with Rio Ferdinand when he had a 9-month ban for a doping offence, though he wasn't. He didn't.
Alan Shearer, all those years ago.
Yeah, quite. Yeah, England players risk going on strike when things go against them. Now, when I watch these things, I remember Old Trafford right in front of me. Joe Cole came ploughing through Nanny through, and I think Nanny's first season clattered him way up in the air. Nothing from the referees or the FA subsequently. And these things do. They always leave a question mark for me. Can it be right? I mean, I don't see any other way of organising football, but can it be right for the disciplinary and governance function of an organisation to be overseeing people who also work for it? I mean, in any other form of judicial or regulatory area for any other area of industry or business, that could not be right. And I think we see it with the way that FIFA runs the game of football. It's governance and regulation of football generally, the way that they arrange the fixtures calendar and everything else, is skewed in favour of international football. We see that. It's open, it's demonstrable. Mm. We've seen it with the way that they're talking about a Winter World Cup. Mm. The club game is up in arms, but they are ultimately the ones who can railroad things through, and they do. So it does happen at one level in football. Whether it is happening in English football, I don't know, but I do notice a prevalence of lenient decisions towards English talent.